Good morning. Welcome to Body Never Lies. Last time we talked about emotion, right? We say mind and the emotions will impact your body. So we follow the same. Everything is energy. All the energy is consciousness, and all consciousness has, right? So the dog will bark. If someone come to, then the dog get nervous, right? So when we get nervous, what's it going to do? We're screaming, we cry, we have all the physical activity, right? So today we are going to follow this path, and then we talk about hyperpression. Right? That's one of the common conditions in the entire whole world. Everyone. Most people have this condition. What we call the condition. How do we understand the high-blood pressure? So we must understand the blood pressure is invisible, right? Stuck inside your body is the vein. So we need to think, what's happening at here, and suddenly inside the vein the blood flow and can accumulate pressure, right? How the pressure come from, right? We didn't connect to the air pressure, you know, air pump, and then pump the blood pressure, right? We didn't do that way. So what happened, and suddenly our blood pressure change, right? We know, we go back to the one more thing. So when the full moon comes, right, the level of the water will change. So we know, at least we have evidence, we say it's the full moon, and the moon and the earth, the relationship changes, so therefore create the energetic level, then allow the water change. Now the emotion, what's happening, what things, we didn't see any kind of evidence, right? We only see emotion. So the emotions might happen, then body will react. How does the body react emotion? So when your emotions change, that emotion impact to your body. Through which channel, right? We can say through the nervous, right? Your nervous. Okay? Also you can say, okay, changes through the muscle. They are not fast enough, right? Nerve system is not fast enough because it's still the material life. We need a much fast. That should be faster than the speed, and more faster than the speed of the light. We say the speed of the light is the most fast. It's true, but it's not the whole truth, right? Your meridian is 10 times more fast than the speed of the light, right? Your consciousness is 10 times faster than your speed of the light. There are many things happen at your body. So when your feeling, emotion change through the meridians, the impact to your organ, impact the entire body, energetic system, then from the invisible energetic system, impact to the visible blood vessels, right? The veins. So therefore we can match, right? We can have a match. See, oh, your blood pressure too high, right? So without a measurement, think of this way. If you don't have a measurement, so how do you know? How do you know your blood pressure too high? Headache, right? So sometimes you say, oh, I get a headache. You don't know your blood pressure too high. You just say it's a headache. Or you say, my eye hurts. I feel something behind my eye. So you feel eye hurt. And sometimes if more stronger, then you see the blood vessel in your eyes, your eye turned to the red, right? Suddenly popped up, right? And then the other things, you might feel nauseous, right? You have many kinds of symptoms. So what's happening? You went to the doctor. So the doctor put the blood pressure machine in the test. They said, oh, your blood pressure too high. So therefore they know. But you have a symptom first. Now the question becomes, there are many organs and many meridians are directly related to the blood pressure. Right? So different organs that has a different meridians has a different energetic frequency. They can impact to your blood pressure. There are at least, generally speaking, there are at least six major meridians, which is the energy channel, run through your entire body and go up to your head. Now think of this concept. Any channel, which is any meridian, can be individually, can be cooperated, and it can be combination with each other, can create energy function disorder. When the meridian's energy function disorder can impact to your blood vessels, your blood pressure, the number of the blood pressure change. So if we go to the one of the simple mathematical concept, right? Six major meridians run through your head. Then combination will be what? Right? 6 times 5, 5 times 4, 4 times 3, 3 times 2. Then add together, then 2 times 1. That's right. So add together. So generally speaking, we simply can come out that would be 720 different type of the cooperation and a combination of the energetic frequency. So this energetic frequency will create energetic type of the blood pressure. So simple. But how do we know which one? Right? We always have wondering. How do we know? So anyone suffering the blood pressure, you know what's happening, right? You have a blood pressure, you go to the doctor, right? Sometimes they just a simple way, they just give you some kind of pill, take it, right? So what is, right? The first one they give you, if it doesn't control, they add a second one. Second one doesn't control, add a third one. Finally, they find a combination can be controlled. So therefore, your blood pressure controlled. Does the blood pressure go away? No. The pressure is still there. You just doesn't feel it. And it doesn't go up to your head. Then where it goes? Right? Have you wondering where it goes? It's energy, right? It's a pressure. The pressure must find a way and release it. Right? The pressure doesn't go up. It must go down. Or go somewhere. Right? So therefore, you see, if a blood pressure would be the first condition, if we don't take care of this very well, then we might accumulate other conditions. Then one after the other, we could go down the path. So we must understand what's going on. What kind of emotion will impact our blood pressure? Generally speaking, we put it this way. It's negative emotions, if you say, I'm not negative, right? And most of these negative emotions always associated with frustration. And somehow, it's always associated with the liver function, put it this way. The liver, always the guy, always associated with the liver. Because we say, in Chinese medicine, we say all the liver, all the emotions are directly or indirectly related to the liver function. which means all the emotions are related to the liver. Liver function directly impact to your emotional. Right? When you're angry, your liver function change. Your sadness, emotional function change. Your panic attack, emotional. So the constantly, your emotion change, then the constantly impact your blood pressure. Now, the body, suppose we say body can heal itself, right? So you have an emotion, then blood pressure go higher, then later, if a body can do that, body will be releasing it, they can go up, and go down. After nice sleep, after nice exercise, after nice hot bath, right? Good sleep. And generally speaking, your body can heal itself if you give it enough time. But if processing is not perfect, if life constantly energies, emotion, stress, life, then these emotions constantly impact to the physical body. Then the physical body constantly show the blood pressure high, stay there, and the difficult come down. So if your releasing system is not functioning right, so which means suppose the liver function is not right, liver easy go up, even go. You cannot easily let it go. You are not flexible. So therefore, you hold on some emotion with it. Hold on. Right? So if we say, oh, I don't care, I can let it go, then therefore, it will be much easier. You can hold on, you can let it go. You don't hold on. And have you seen someone that's always sitting there, something bothers them, they just screaming and yelling and cry a few minutes gone. Right? That's easy. Like a thunderstorm, emotions like a thunderstorm. Right? You see that? They never have a high blood pressure because they let go through the expression, the emotion. Right? So find that they're angry. So therefore angry, they're screaming. Why? Then the blood pressure can easier release enough. But unfortunately, you can't do this, right? So you can't do this all the time. So what do? We hold on. We hold it. So that's why the blood pressure. So now you see the blood pressure directly related to your emotion. Now which one will cause more? Now think of this way. We say liver can cause. Right? If liver cause, liver is the major one. Generally speaking, liver is the major one. Right? And the second one is the kidney. The kidney is the second one. The kidney function. Right? The kidney function related to blood function. The kidney is the second one can cause. Then the third one would be your heart. Right? The heart. The heart pain also can cause. The major one is that these three major organs. If they create the blood pressure emotion, right? The emotions are associated with the kidney. That would be very difficult. What kind of emotions are associated with the kidney? Last time we discussed, I think at the last session, not the last session, main session before, we talk about that, you know, answer life within, we talk about the kidney function. Right? The emotions are associated with the kidneys, what? Anxiety. Right? Fear. Scary. So if you constantly hold on this kind of scary and the fear, panic, then what's happening? Then blood pressure high, right? So the organ function, emotional function, and the body will show. Right? So the panic anxiety, this emotion is directly impacted to the kidney function. Once the kidney function be impacted, then blood function be impacted, then the blood pressure go high. Stay in your head, difficult. Then the heart, we talk about the heart is what? You know, you have a lot of feeling, right? People always say, oh, you know, he broken my heart. He broken my heart. The heartbeat broke. Right? There's something you like to do, you cannot do. You feel that you have a desire. You have a many wishes. You have a many dreams. The dream be destroyed. There's some kind of, you know, so deep, that kind of emotion. You know, touch your heart, but your heart cannot. You cannot speak. You cannot say. You cannot follow your heart, right? That's what you say. Always say, follow your heart, but you can't. You have to stuck in your mind. So what's happening? Then the heart function before. Right? Then the digestive system function before. Then that emotion stuck in your head also. And the difficult to deal. So these are three major organs. These are three major organs, right? Three major areas with three different types of emotions. We better realize to identify that and at which area I cannot deal with this emotion, right? Which areas I'm constantly involved for this called negative emotion. Then at least you will understand your blood pressure come from where. So if we assuming, right, which is not assuming, it is true, it is one angle. You true is your emotions directly impact to your blood pressure. Many patients or many people have experienced that their blood pressure this morning, they check when they wake up, they check blood pressure, perfect. But today you have a appointment with your doctor, right? You went to the doctor's office. Once the doctor met you, your blood pressure, the blood pressure higher. How come? How come your blood pressure at home is perfect? You go to the doctor's office, we change. There's nothing changed. Right? Emotion. How simple it is. Emotion. And how many people are constantly worried, oh, my blood pressure too high. Let me check my blood pressure. The more you do that, the more high you are. Right? You just drop it, you don't care, you let it go, you do other things, and then come back, your blood pressure perfect. So the emotion is the one of the way, one of the factors directly impacted to the blood pressure. To deal this, right, to deal with it, we must understand the power, called the power and the strength of the emotion. What's called the power of the strength and the emotion? Think of it. Right, you have a constantly at the pressure. So what do? You take a meditation, you think of your control. Now, one of the very serious emotions, anger, frustration, what happened? Stroke. Stroke, right? The stroke is a particularly show the power of your emotion. That kind of power of the emotions create energy change. So the energy change, we say what? Blood change, right? Qi and blood are interchangeable. So therefore, the energy is so high, and push the blood so high, and at a certain area, the blood cannot go through them. And they stuck at there, cause the blood clot. Then what? Stop the instant. Some area of your brain, locking the, your nerve system, oppression, then cause your either arm, or leg, or something else. Might be that. Called blood clot. Heart attack is also show is the power of your heart, right? The power, You know, we understand the emotions, the power, but we only understand from illness and the disease, right? Only one way, and the other way, positive way, we see the power of emotions when I fall in love, right? But how many people can do this all the time? Not many people. Only when at the beginning you're falling in love, you're crazy, then nothing will stop you. Right? But once you get on, then change it. The power of the love disappears. We don't use it. Then the power of the illness and the emotions we show it. Then we show it the body. Right? We use this power through the body. So that now here's a question at here now. Very important question is that. Because blood pressure is invisible, doesn't see, you cannot see your blood pressure. Right? Unless you use the device to measure your, do the measurement, then you can see your blood pressure high. Is the highest number or lower number? Two numbers. Right? The blood pressure you can see. Otherwise you cannot see. So you only can rely on the symptoms. But we have to make the connection. The symptoms also meaning associated with the blood pressure. You have a pressure. You have some emotional pressure. So when the pressure push you, push inside, rise, right? And if you rise, the pressure rise. What is the body gonna do? The body never lies, right? Body have a skill to heal itself. So the body must take action. Reaction. Right? Body take a reaction or take action of your blood pressure. The pressure too high. Body need to protect itself or protect you. So the body will try to find the action. Physical activity to releasing this blood pressure. At the beginning, you never make a connection. Such like IBS. Right? IBS is one of the greater way to releasing the pressure. Right? Constantly urination. Every time nervous, have you seen it? You are nervous, you run into the bathroom. Why? Releasing the stress. Right? Not just you, all the animal doing it. Releasing the stress, tension. They have to go find a way to release. Right? Nauseous. Right? If you can spread out, you let go. Right? Sometimes, what's happening? You feel stomach ache. Right? And then the other condition is a skin condition. You get a hive. Right? You get an itchy. Skin condition, that's the other angle, is much difficult. You know, it's one of the very difficult concept of the blood pressure that kind of push to the skin. They try through the skin releasing, right? The allergy, right? Cough, right? Your body start to cough as a reflex. I have it. Eye pain, chest pain. Right? If you feel that, wow, I feel someone sit on my chest. And some people even feel as a lot of sweating. Right? Your hand and the feet sweat. Releasing. But you only look at the illness and the disease. But you never look at the, my God, thank God, my own body still can protect myself. Right? You never think it this way. You only think it the bad way. But suppose you should be so appreciative that your body still have a skill, can protect. So all of these symptoms at the beginning, we never make an associated connection until continuous. Then you try to check it, then you say, that your blood pressure, then you find, oh, your blood pressure higher. Now what's going on? You take a medication. Right, even though on the medication, now what? You still have other symptoms. Then what does that mean? That means the blood pressure continue accumulated. Right? With the medication, still not enough. So you have to add on the IBS. You have to add on the quantum urination. Otherwise, you cannot release enough. So the here allow us to see our emotion so powerful directly impact to our body. But our body so sensitive, constantly biofeedback or feedback or send a message, send the information and send this activity or evidence to us to say, hey, I need help. You need help. My body tell you, you need help. Find a way, releasing them. How do we do that? Right? There are many different ways. So, you see, your blood pressure, simple thing, associated with your eating. To real deal this, any kind of medication, we know, we heal, we never real fix the blood pressure. Right? Food never can fix the blood pressure. Exercise never can fix the blood pressure. They just help you releasing the blood pressure. Right? Doesn't matter what you do, you're releasing it. The only way is to change your feeling, your sense of the emotion, the sense of the outside activity. Doesn't bother you anymore, right? The information wouldn't bother you. You don't have a blood pressure. Why change your station, right? If you're scary, you say, oh, I'm scared. Don't watch the scary movie. Watch the lover, comedy movie. Why change your channel? Right? To change your channel, you have to change your belief. Go back to that. Real one to fix this, you have to change your. You have to find a way. Right? You have to find the best way. Because once you say, I want to heal myself, then quality, quantity. Healing associated with quality, quantity. It's energy healing. It's emotional healing. So therefore, quality, quantity. We better find a different way. Change our belief. Do the breathing exercise and meditate to find a way. Even meditation. Sometimes it's not fast enough, right? Unless you can get a deep state of the peace. If you cannot, then create different type of blood pressure, right? You want the peaceful, you want the peaceful, more nervous you are, right? You can, right? So find a way. So find a way how to release your emotion stress. If you truly want to feel your high blood pressure, you should look around. Look around. See what type of the emotion you are constantly deal in your daily life. Which area really bothers you? Right? Is it the anxiety? Is it the scary? Is it the worry about the future? Or is it some kind of painful or angry situation? Right, you see, everything what you see, you don't like it, you get angry. Right, all of this is the way, it's the area they bother. So we find a way, deal your emotion. So the quicker way deal emotion, change your belief. Right, and the other way is just close your eyes, do your breathing. Deep breathing, at least allow air flow, right? Allow you to step back, right? Just think about it. You're too close. You can't. Just add more pressure. Step back. See things different. Give yourself permission and find a different way, right? Then you definitely you need to think about that. You are body elimination, right? So make sure you don't get constipated. That's one of most important things can help you at least releasing some emotion and the physical stress and the tension and the blood pressure or the hold. If elimination is so good, at least can help you deal with it. So far, today we discussed how do we see this person. Three major organs function, three major areas associated, right? Liver function, kidney function, and heart function. These three major ones can cause major your blood pressure. Then we should look at this area, right? My frustration, stress, and fear, or some area I cannot listen to my heart, I cannot do what I want, I under a lot of it, right? Remember the power of your own emotion, right? Don't deny it. That's the power. That's the power, right? So we better use this power wisely instead of use this power to show the pressure. We have a pressure. Find a different way to deal with this pressure. The best way and the quicker way to deal this way is change the belief, right? So if you can add this way, change your belief, at the same token, practice meditation. Now, your belief after change can stay a little bit longer, right? Can be forever. If you want to say, I want to fix it forever, then you truly need to do the meditation for your rest of life, and will be able to protect you forever. Otherwise, we just have to constantly deal the emotion, right? We have to constantly. So far, that is the today's the concept, how to deal or how to see your blood pressure. So everyone can use this concept, do your homework, and try to find the connections, try to see yourself, and most of the time, and sometimes you might be able to go back to the earlier beginning, what's happening that time. There are always some signs. Everything is a connect. There's always signs. There's no such a thing. It just happens. There's always, it can be accumulated, can be pushed, or can be just accidentally happens, look like it, but find the connection. Find the information. Right? So blood pressure is not good for health purposes. If you want to keep a good health, you must deal with this. Otherwise, everything is under the pressure. Right? Particularly if you take a medication, then everything be suppressed down. If it's suppressed down, you don't have a chance to see your potential. You have to understand the side effects. The medication you take, you suppress all emotions, good and bad, everything is suppressed. Then you see, I never see my potential. Definitely, how can you see your potential? You be controlled by chemistry or chemical, right? So you better see this. So learn how to take care of yourself. Learn your own emotions. Learn the power of your emotions. Understand your mind, your emotion with your body. High blood pressure, just one angle to show your emotion. That's for today. Answer the question.
Thank you, Master Lu. For our listeners, you would hit *2 to ask any questions. We do have a question from Anne, who's asking, what about low blood pressure? Do the same principles apply?
Yes. Low blood pressure, generally speaking, low blood pressure most likely and deal with your kidney function disorder.
Okay. And then Jill is asking, good morning. Well, she's saying good morning. Would you please address the role of TCM and epigenetics? There are tests that the doctors use to find out your genetic risks. Then there are lifestyle measures, supplements, medication, and food that they might use to lessen the risks. Do you feel that there's value in knowing your genetic risks And if so, can TCM modify them?
Depend how do you want to see this angle. You know, genetic, we look at the genetic as the negative way, but you should look at the genetic as a positive way. So here is missing is what come out first. Is the spirit come first or genetic come first? Is the spirit first? The spirit make the decision of the life purpose. You know, life has a purpose. You know, life is experience. So the old genetic code is a carry for life purpose and just for different experience. Right? So depend how do you want to see this. So that's why, you know, Eastern, Western, from the body, from the mind, for the spiritual way, everything depend how do you see. You really want to do the science, and then you must, in my opinion, just apply modern science concept, so you will see much deeper just a regular recommendation now. So based on the modern science, everything's energy. Based on the quantum physics, everything's connect. So how do you see the genetic? You think of this. How do you see the genetic? You know, how deep it is. You know, which genetic and what things can be penetrated or connect, right? The genetic always both side, positive and negative. They always has a purpose. Genetic is for purpose.
Okay. Donna writes in and says, I'm becoming more aware of how my mind and emotions inform me and manifest on my body. I'm also aware that there are no mistakes about what's happening in the world right now. Would you speak to what is called the collective pain body in consciousness, especially in this world when we have a pandemic to deal with? What can we do to not feel so overwhelmed?
But still, very good. So that means you are very good. You are very sensitive for pain, right? So then that means that you look at the pain as a specific channel about, how about this? I say the channel of the pain, right? The channel of the pain. The entire universe or whole entire the world has channel of the pain. Everyone go to this channel, www.pain. .com or .net, whatever you call, you connect in, you see all the pain, right? But the pain is action. It's an effect. It's not a cause, right? You have to look at the pain is a cause. It's not a cause. Pain is an effect. So what things happens effect to the pain? So if a pain is there, then what is on the other side? Positive and negative. Every particle has and a particle, right? Yin and yang happens at the same time. So if the pain is there, then what is on the other side? The other side of the pain. Comfortable, enjoy, life, beautiful, no pain, right? Pain and no pain. How about that? No pain, comfortable. So if you suffer in the pain, what is on the other side? Has no pain, right? Now the question is, why you pick up the pain? And not pick up the no pain. In the both way. Happens. Everything happens. There's always a both side. So you see the pain. Now can you see the no pain? Pain and the no pain is the one coin on the other side and the both side. So depend how you want to see. Learn how to see and the good will help you releasing the pain much easier.
So I'm going to just read this one comment because it relates to what you were just talking about. This is from Anya, who says, thank you so much for doing this series. I've had pain for most of my adult life, and though I've made progress, I've never been able to be fully free or of the pain or fear of it. I don't have a question to ask. I just wanted to say thank you. I'm hopeful that through this series, I may find another key that will help me finally leave the traumas of the past behind.
Well, that's a very good. See, people I have to understand one more thing for the pain. That might be, you know, I think I said it before in the body, talk about pain is the effect already happened, right? Something happened, but you feel the pain, right? So that means in the pain, the location, the area, and the type of the pain also is information. That information represents which organ, which meridians, what kind of consciousness, what kind of emotions, and the behind of this pain, right? The pain the pain, we don't have identified what's called the pain. For everyone has a different range of the pain. My pain and your pain will be totally different, right? We don't have a ways to measure the real called the pain. Right? It's a perception called the pain. But the pain behind this called the pain we give the concept has so many other called the personality. It's a personal category. And the personal information, who you are, where you are, how you are, when you are. Location, right? Space and the time. All of these beautiful concepts you must apply. Truly understand this information, the pain, associated with what? When that happens, why they happen, right? Everything happened for a reason. Why? Why I suffer all of this time? What's happening, right? So if I associate it, so therefore don't associate your body as the pain. Your body is effect. It's effect. Right? It's effect. Just like, you know, if you turn on the TV, you go to the channel of the pain. Definitely, you're going to see the pain. If you turn the channel of the happiness, then you see all that is happiness. So the question is, you turn the channel to the pain channel. So therefore, yes, you are constantly see the pain. That's good. That means you deal with the pain. So what is the outcome of the deal with the pain? That you must see, right? You chose this way, so if you can see that this path, you can say, hey, I don't want to go down this path anymore. I don't want to see the pain. It's the same thing. It's the same coin on the other side, right? Can I see it on the other side? It's the same thing. Then I don't feel the pain, then I feel the happiness, relax, right? It's just a purpose. Everything's energy. All the energy is a consciousness. All the consciousness is a purpose. So the pain becomes purpose. So what is the purpose? Without finding the purpose, you just become continuous in the pain.
So whether we're looking at pain or cancer or high blood pressure, it's still the body expressing an emotion?
Still, it's the information. Right, it's called the information is the key. How do we unlock this? How do we use this information? What is the purpose of the life, right? Everyone come to this earth has a purpose, unless we don't believe. If you believe the body, mind, spirit, the spirit is there. When you die, what's happening? Think of this. When you die, what's happening? The spirit, right? The body is still there. Pain's still there, right? Spirit disappears. It's the spirit. So therefore, the spirit in this body has a purpose. In this life has a purpose. So we must discover the purpose. So once we can discover purpose, and then we have a choice. So now become have a choice. That's the Western, right? That's an American people always ask it, free will. So you want to have a free will. So make a choice. Free. How can we have a free and a freedom? Think about the freedom. So first the freedom is a free the mind, free the soul, free the spirit.
Thank you. We have a question from someone in Maryland, a 443 exchange.
Yes, this is Laurie. Thank you, Master Though. My question, I don't know, we'll see if a question comes out of it. But in listening to all your talks and meditating and trying this out to focus on the positive rather than tuning into the pain channel or the negative emotional channel. One blockage that I feel in myself and in talking to others is that it somehow feels irresponsible to not pay attention to the pain of others or, you know, the things that seem to be wrong.
I know you are not alone, right? The many people, you know, particularly, you know, mothers, children, there's so many people, so many good reasons to make you say, I need to care, which is true. That's okay. You can care someone. You know, don't be, you know, cold, become like a cold blood. I don't care. It's not to become selfish. You need to care, right? That's okay. Care someone, that's okay, right? That's under, you know, your compassion is okay. Entire whole Buddhist teaching is to teach people how to build up, how to discover your compassion, right? It's called compassion. So care, and it's not a compassion, right? You have to understand everyone has their own deal. They make a deal with God. They make a deal with their own life. Right? We grow up, and I cannot say to think about it. We all grow up for the kids up. So how many people really meet the requirement of the parents' eyes? Every parent has their own desire of their own kids. Right? Does the parents can do anything, everything for kids? No, impossible, right? Everyone have to go through their life by themselves, even though they care, the parents, how much care they have. Think this way, right? So we have our own experience, our own life. So once you truly understand this, and then you'll be able to change it a little bit. You change a different angle. You become more care, and you become compassion. That's a different level of the care. So you understand their purpose, right? So then therefore it is, and then you instead of say, guided us, okay, so you suffer, you have a difficulty, can you see the good? You know, unfortunately, there's a hope in the other purpose. It's a purpose for this. So we talk, I try to do this, is to try to change the angle, to change the angle of the life of purpose. Can we see the good? If a good and a bad happen at the same time, that's always there, and side by side, why we want to choose the bad, we don't choose good. Right? Think now. You cannot go to a store. Everybody purchases things, and on the eBays, the Amazons, you go, right? You think this way. So does anyone, after you purchase the order, just look at the internet say, okay, that's a confirmation numbers, and you get angry because it costs your $20,000, whatever call that, right? $100. You only look at the number instead of looking for, oh, when they deliver, right? You better looking for the inventory. You purchase the inventory instead of look at the bill. Think of this, a pain is a bill. What is the outcome? Thinking this way, you will change the entire different concept. The pain is the bill. It's the purchase. You through the purchase of the pain. So what do you want to get? You want to get a happiness. You want to get a life beautiful. You want to get on the other side of beauty, right? Think of this way. Who want to suffer? Who want to stay the pain forever? No one. But unfortunately, we chose this pain. We chose this path. We chose this path. We chose disease and illness. Right? So if one day we discovered we don't have to choose the disease to get health, we can choose the health to get health. Right? We can choose the happiness to get a beautiful life. How good it is? Then the life will be beautiful, right? We can choose the harmony, happiness, and change the entire whole world instead of choose the war and fighting each other, shooting each other, right? They have a choice. That's all about the choice, right? Can we choose for good Can we see the good? Because good always there. Why not? Right? We paid a lot of money for the pain. Why not we pay a lot of money for the good? Thinking this way. So if we can change the thinking, it's worth it for all of these theories that every morning I try to say that, you know, we stayed here hours, so we talk many angles. That's why I bring this modern science. It's not bring just Chinese medicine, classical concept. From modern science point of view, everything is connected. Just like a cell phone today we are using, right? 20, 30 years ago, someone tell you now you can have one tiny thing, so sit in the beach. Sit on the beach, you can talk to anyone, entire whole world. You don't say, get out of here, you lie, right? Now it's real. Change your mind. Change the way how to see things. And see the good.
Okay, thank you. We have Francis in South Carolina. Good morning, Francis.
Good morning. I have a question, and thank you, Mr. Liu and Elaine, for doing this. I have a question about meridians. When you have surgery, I had a left mastectomy, and I always wonder, do those meridians reconnect, regenerate, or they're just still looking for connection?
That's a good question. Meridians never can be disconnected, but the meridians will be impact, will be called the interrupted function.
Mm-hmm. So the meridians that were...
Sometimes you will create a called a side effect.
Okay, so the connection that was there is not there, and it will not be there again.
No, that's not the truth. The location still will be the meridians, right? Meridians cannot be disconnected. Only disconnected is, you know, you take off the one body part, and the meridians go there, and they will, you know, disappear. The end missing something, but the meridians are still there. The connection's still there. Meridians will find a way, you know, even your surgery, you cut, look like a cutting through the meridians, but meridians never can be cut, break. But the meridian will find a different ways called a detour and find a new connection. But however, the meridians will be impacted by the function. So I give an example, like a surgery for the deliver the baby, right? After you deliver, you know, someone the baby, and then do the surgery. After surgery, they cut. Depend on how do they cut, when they cut. After this, sometimes if they damage the stomach meridians and the mother doesn't have milk, the milk will disappear because it damages the meridian. Right, that's called meridians damage, and therefore, and the way, and difficult to fix. Right, you wouldn't understand how come. You know, before I have milk, you know, when the baby, before that I get a, you know, I have milk, enough milk. Then why the surgery? Because surgery damages the meridian. I give you the other example. People understand that the power of the invisible channel. Like breast cancer, right? So breast cancer, if they say, oh, I check the lymph nodes, they do the surgery, they take the lymph nodes. And often after this, if you're at the wrong time, wrong place, right, and then cut and then take this lymph nodes, after this, if they damage Maria, then you have an edema. Then that edema never can be fixed. Because it's a meridian's damage, it's not a physical damage. So therefore, you take any kind of the diuretic pills, it doesn't help. Because it's in different levels of function, it's a different levels of water. Right?
Yeah, that's really interesting.
It is interesting. Our body is the mystery, it's called a miracle, dynamic miracle, but we haven't truly understand the beauty of our body.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's the problem. Thank you.
We have a question from Jackie in California.
Good morning,
morning Jackie.
Thank you so much. What a conversation. Mine is related to all of this. It's about faith and trauma. Sometimes it's almost like stepping on a landmine, right? Old triggers, and my faith gets lost, and I have an ability to bring it back and see the other side, which is very strong. But is there, you know, I also had one of those operations twice with the babies, you know, and that meridian damage. What is the way, within practice, and within this way of thinking, to continue to be grateful, but deal with those triggers and the trauma that happens? Just, you know, PTSD, it comes from nowhere, it seems. How can my faith be stronger to deal with those places where that trigger gets reignited?
Okay. Rule number one, everything happens for a reason. They have no effort.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's rule number one. Okay. Apply these rules to your situation. So therefore, the situation you have to happen. That's already happened. Right? They are no accident. Right? Have you heard God only give it to someone who can handle it? Right? That's what we say all the time. But we don't believe it. We only see this, we only say that this way God only helps someone, only give it to the someone who can handle that, only for good. Bad, we never believe it this way. So can you believe that? How simple is it?
Mm.
Right? So we can say, oh, I have faith. The faith is like a love. I give an example, I give it everyone. The faith is like a love. You have to discover that. Everyone has love inside with you. Your body has more faith than your mind. We think of faith is a mind. We're going to create it. No. The mind only creates a thought. Your faith is in your biological level, your soul. Think about that. When you drink things, you just, oh, that's a beautiful glass of wine. So you just drink. So do you have a faith? Your entire body, you know the water come down will perfectly through your throat and slowly come down, right? Can you imagine they don't go through the throat, go to your lung, your cough, your choke, right? You have a faith.
Mm-hmm.
Your dream would be perfect, right? Thinking this way, even you close eyes, you can take out one thing and put it in your mouth. That's a lot of faith and between your hands and the fingers and to your mouth, right? Look at this way, how beautiful the body, and build it into the faith. Right? Go to outside to discover faith. That's too difficult. You're not going to see that. Even outside, it's a big universe. It's a part of you. You cannot find it. Go to yourself. That's why the first session we tried to say, answer lies within. Right?
Mm.
We have this answer. Start to love yourself first and try to see the good. Right? See the good. Try to see the good. Try to love yourself. And start with this. Start to love yourself. Then you will grow to discover the faith. That's easier. That's much easier and go outside to try to continue. So that's why you get it, you lost. Right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Master Lu. And that's the last of our questions for today.
Wonderful. Right. So we got this. It's a tough situation. I will wish everyone can use this concept, analyze yourself, at least see yourself, not analyze yourself, right? That's not the purpose, to try to treat the condition and help you and tell you get off the, you know, high blood pressure pills. That's not what I try to say to you. I want to try to say to you is your high blood pressure is the sign show you are under a lot of emotion or mind, right? That emotions, minds turn to the energetic impact you. So find what type of the emotions you are dealing with. Try to change your belief. Can you see the good? Right? So if you truly want to get off this medication, work with your practitioners and work your own emotion. So therefore you know what is the real root cause of the problem. So tomorrow we are going to the next more difficult, more complicated situation is the skin issue. Right? Now we look at the different angle. How does your emotions impact to your skin function? How does your emotions increasing your wrinkles? Now it's the beauty and the cosmetic concept, how to keep your skin beautiful. See you tomorrow.